You're listening to SBS News.
With a throng of cameras pointed at them, skiers Britt Cox and Brodie Summers pose on an ice skating rink in Melbourne. The pair is just days away from leaving for Sweden to compete in qualifying events for a unique Winter Olympic Games. Facing strict pandemic protocols in what would be her fourth Olympics, Britt Cox says her focus is on the competition.
As long as I get that opportunity to stand in the start gate and show everyone what I am capable of doing on a mogul course, that's the most important thing to me. And I'm really excited to hopefully have that opportunity again, and then we'll be back in Australia cheering on the rest of the team throughout the Games.
Unlike other years, vaccinated athletes will only be allowed to arrive 5 days before their competition and must leave within 48 hours of its finish. They'll be tested daily for COVID along with Games staff, and any unvaccinated competitors will have to quarantine for 3 weeks. Brodie Summers, competing in his second Olympics, says he can imagine the strain that would come with a mandated 3 weeks indoors.
We are all vaccinated, so from our perspective, thankfully that's not a concern that we need to worry about. But I think if you were in that situation, it could be quite challenging. I know that you spend two or three weeks in a hotel room and you can come out, you detrain during that time.
Unlike the Tokyo Summer Games, spectators will be permitted but limited to Chinese nationals. Athletes and game staff will be kept in a closed loop across 3 clusters of venues. Australia's chef de mission, Jeff Lipshut, says all measures are designed to minimise the potential of COVID infections.
With the way they'll manage us in the Olympic Games is keeping us very separate. And given a lot of the events at the Olympic Games, especially in the mountain areas, are actually new build areas, so there aren't a lot of residents in those areas. I think it'll work particularly well.
China is still battling small outbreaks of COVID, but officials say that's not a concern. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says Beijing is ready to host the 2022 Winter Games.
I think China does not only want to contain the virus, it wants to eradicate the virus. And this is being done with a great efficiency, with very strict measures. And this, of course, will also be transferred to the Olympic Winter Games.
Protests against China's human rights record interrupted torch lighting ceremonies in Athens earlier this month. Despite China's strict controls over media, Jeff Lipshut says his athletes are free to speak their minds on the issue.
They are significant issues and they're important issues. But our Olympic team is focused on the performance, providing the best athletes that we have to have their best opportunity in China.
As Australia comes into summer, the next 100 days for Australian athletes will be spent training, qualifying and travelling as they chase the winter overseas. Most, like Britt Cox, will now not return home until after the Beijing Games are over.
It's a long time away from home, but I'll be skiing almost every day up until the Games, so I'm doing something that I love, and I'm really excited about that. And I think after watching Tokyo and just seeing the support that Australia had behind the athletes competing there, I'm looking forward to experiencing that.
And she says with Beijing now unveiling the Games medals, excitement has reached fever pitch. The Olympic medal design symbolises harmony, while Paralympic medals are a testimony to the unceasing efforts of athletes. The eyes of the world now turning to Beijing as it prepares to become the first city to host both a summer and winter Olympics in 100 days' time. Abby Dinham, SBS News.